Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, happy weekend and welcome to another Focus on Community. How you doing? I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along with us this weekend. A new project has come to the Wabash Valley, and it's with Hamilton Center. Sabrina Harrell's with us today. Sabrina, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, you are the grant facilitator of this program, correct? Is that what they call you? Is that your official title?
Yes, sir, that is.
All right. So anyway, tell us, well, first of all, what do you do with Hamilton Center? Do you just take care of grants? Is that your only job, or what else do you do?
So with Hamilton Center, I take care of the LIFE Project specifically.
And, of course, the LIFE Project, let's talk about that. This is something that's brand new, correct?
It is, yes. It started July of 2019.
Now, for the uninitiated, which would be me, I look at this and I think, oh, basically it's home ec. But I'm sure there's a lot more to it, because tell us, what's the goal of this project? What is it you're really trying to accomplish?
Yeah, so the goal of this program is to teach young adults, so anyone between the ages of 14 to 26 years old, teaching them life skills and setting them up to be successful when they transition out into independent living.
Now, this is stuff that I think some people take for granted, but in today's day and age, this is some skills that often are kind of left by the wayside in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people nowadays just assume that kids are learning these things at school or at home, and maybe they're not quite getting it there. So we just would like to provide, we want to be one additional resource for young adults who need to practice these skills, or maybe they don't know them at all.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is pretty much, like I said, kind of jokingly, but it really is. It's kind of like what a lot of the older folks, myself included in mm-hmm. that, used to learn in home ec, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, it's very similar to home ec. We teach, so we start with cooking. We do cooking classes, cleaning, but we also do resume building and job search, interview skills, interpersonal skills, things of that nature.
What are some of the things that you find the kids nowadays, well, I say kids, I mean, you're talking some folks into their mid-20s even, but still, what is it that they're really lacking? What's the biggest gap that you're finding now that you've talked to some of these kids?
Yeah, it's mostly the career prep. So we do mock interviews, resume building. A lot of them coming into the program, they don't have a resume currently, so we build that up for them. So when they finish, they have it to take with them.
One of the things that I have seen in my job over the years in talking to folks that are applying for jobs and stuff, and that is we're so attuned to electronic communication nowadays, texting and that kind of stuff, that we've kind of forgotten about how a resume is properly structured, or how even a letter is properly structured.
Yes, exactly. So that's one of the bigger gaps that we've noticed, as well as a lot of the kids coming in, they struggle with the interview skills. What do we say in an interview that's going to make us look appealing to the potential employer? So just those face-to-face interactions even, youth struggle with nowadays.
So. Now, do you actually have a structure of this class, kind of like a classroom would be, or do you actually wait for the kids to ask you about certain things and see where they really need help and then focus on that for each individual? How's that work?
So we do have a structure. Week by week, we cover a different topic. If a question is asked, then I obviously take time out of what we're doing to cover that and make sure that they have everything that they need to be successful. But we do follow a pretty strict structure.
You know, with things like Grubhub and drive-thru anymore, why do you need to know how to cook? So somebody else is doing that for you all the time, it seems like.
Right, but cooking at home, cooking healthy, nutritious meals at home, it could save you money, and it's just better for your overall health.
And learning how to just do some basic home repairs is kind of important too, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Some people, they depend on others to do that for them, but I'd like all the youth coming through this program to be successful, independent adults.
So who do you get to actually take part in this program? I mean, is it just something that's thrown out there for everybody? I mean, how do you find the folks that take part in this?
So we've been doing a lot of marketing with the program, but it is open to anybody in the community. They don't have to be a Hamilton Center client. So as long as you're within the ages of 14 to 26 years old and can attend class in either Clay, Vigo, or Sullivan counties, you're more than welcome to apply.
Now, there's some other things you guys go into a little bit, too, to kind of help these kids out. I mean, it's a little bit more than just a cooking class or that kind of thing, because you also deal with some stress that the kids may experience nowadays that maybe their parents or even grandparents never had to deal with when they were kids.
Yeah. So in this program, we provide, there's incentives included. So it kind of helps them to, so basically a take-home incentive. So something that they can take home with them and practice the skills that we've talked about in group. And then that will set them up for the success in transitioning to independent living.
One of the things that I read about the program, you point out the fact that in Indiana, suicide's the second leading cause of death for Indiana kids nowadays, 15 to 24. And that's something that that you guys are kind of keeping an eye out for, is and the stress that kids have to deal with nowadays. And it's important that they learn how to deal with those things before things go tragically wrong.
Yes, absolutely. Because young adults are already, they're struggling with all of the stressors of moving out on their own, finding employment, and being genuinely successful as an adult. But Hamilton Center, specifically looking at Clay, Vigo, and Sullivan counties, we put a focus on this program because those counties, they have the additional stressors. So Sullivan, Vigo, and Clay counties, they rank higher than the state average in unemployment, single-parent households, and children in need of services, as well as with the suicide rate. We want to make sure that these young adults have everything that they need to move into adulthood successfully.
You talk about the stress the kids deal with nowadays, and correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things that I would imagine that you're probably having to deal with some of these kids is that with the drug situation as it is throughout the, not just here in the Wabash Valley, but across the country, there's some of these kids that are, for all intent and purposes, raising themselves. And you're having to teach them some things that normally in the past the kids would be taught by their parents or guardians or whatever. But nowadays, kids are kind of left on their own. And this is some of the reason why we need a program like yours, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I've seen that firsthand with a lot of the youth coming in. They have, as you said, they have had to raise themselves. So they already know some of the skills that we're teaching, but teaching them safety with, you know, kitchen, with cooking, so proper hand washing and clean prep spaces to prevent illnesses and things of that nature. Because a lot of times when you have to teach yourself, you're not as mindful of the other things that go along with that skill.
Yeah, because you're showing them things that they may not have actually seen take place in the house to that point.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So what are there any other challenges out there that you guys are having to deal with in this program? What's some of the other things that you're having to teach some of these kids?
So as I said, we cover interpersonal skills, so just face-to-face interaction with other people, being mindful of your verbal and nonverbal communication, because your body may be saying one thing, but what's coming out of your mouth is kind of different. Cooking, we do cover cleaning as well, the importance of keeping your home clean so you get your deposit back, and to prevent bugs and rodents and things of that nature.
Here's something that kind of occurred to me a while back, and I'll be the first one to admit, some friends of mine, we were talking about it, and we were kind of joking about it, but it's probably really not necessarily a joking matter, and that is, a lot of these kids, when you talk about the interpersonal relationships of being able to communicate or go through a job interview or just talk, people aren't talking to each other anymore. They're busy clicking on their phone, they're texting, but actually face-to-face communication, I don't know that it's a lost art, but it's certainly not as well practiced as it once was.
Yeah, absolutely. Just maintaining eye contact with somebody, properly shaking their hand, introducing yourself, that can be a struggle for some people. So we take an entire day and just look at interpersonal skills. And, you know, making sure that you're a good conversationalist, because practicing those skills will make you appealing to a supervisor, as well as, you know, you want friends that will listen to you. So that's, yes.
Sabrina Harrell with Hamilton Center and the Life Projects with us today, talking about the Life Project and what they're doing for, I say kids, but not young adults too, 14 to 26 who take part in this. Vigo Clay, Sullivan Counties is kind of the focus of what's going on with this. One of the other things that's kind of interesting, and that is, I imagine you're having to deal with this as we talk about life skills, and that is financials. Because, you know, if you got to realize that when you slide that plastic card through a slot, there's real dollars that are attached to that.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping track of how many of those real dollars you really have in the bank, it's probably a real wake up call for some of these folks.
Yes. And many of them that are in class with me, they haven't had to experience that yet. They don't have their own bank accounts yet, but when we start talking about all the monthly expenses that come with living out on your own and ensuring that you're, you know, paying your bills first and then buying your groceries before you do all the extra stuff that you want to do in life, that can provide some stress for them.
But I imagine. I would say it could be kind of a shocker to some of them when they realize, wow, there's real dollars here.
yeah, we actually have to pay bills.
Imagine that, you know, if you want the lights to stay on, they appreciate it when we actually mail them a payment every month. And also, too, I imagine, do you find the light bulb kind of pop on when they realize that, hey, my credit card, it's not just magic air there. I actually have to pay for what I charge on that every month, too.
Yeah, pay for what I charge and pay it down so I can have a good credit score, so I can buy a house or a car or whatever else I want to do in my life. Yes, absolutely. I see that light bulb come on almost every single time.
Yeah, and I imagine, you know, it's probably best that they find out from you now at this age before they wind up getting themselves into a lot of trouble, right?
Yes, exactly.
And of course, before they go to college, you know, there's always that talk about, you know, how some college kids sign up for credit cards. They didn't really understand, you know, what was really going on there when they signed up for it. But at least they're finding out now with this. And so how do you get involved in this? I mean, you know, you focus on the three counties, Vigo, Sullivan, and Clay. So if if parents or somebody out there, they know a kid that might benefit from this, how do they find out? How do they get involved in it? How do they take part?
So they can go to any of the Hamilton Center offices in those counties. So the Brazil Hamilton Center office, the Child and Adolescent Building of Hamilton Center here in Terre Haute, or the Sullivan Hamilton Center office. They can go to any one of those and pick up an application. It's just basic demographic information, as well as who would be the emergency contact for the youth, and then they turn that in, and the office will email it to me, and I'll reach out to the family and get them set up.
So how many people can you handle in one of these classes?
So we run two different classes in each county. One class is for those that are 18 to 26 that are out of high school, and then the other class is 14 to 18, so those youth that are still in high school. And I can handle 10 youth in each group, so essentially 20 youth in each county.
Are there any qualifications
any
qualifications you need to meet? I mean, is there any kind of income level or anything like that?
No, there's no income level. You don't have to be a Hamilton Center client to participate. You just have to be between the ages of 14 to 26, reside in either Clay, Vigo, or Sullivan County, and have the desire to learn the skills that we're teaching.
What about cost? Is there any kind of fee involved with that?
No, the Life Project is totally free to those that participate. It's paid for by DMHA grant funds, so it's free to attend.
Oh, okay. All right. And of course, folks just need, are there any other kind of qualifications you need to actually qualify to get in the class? Is there anything you're looking for there?
Nope. Just a willing participant who completes the application. And then I put them on what I call a group roster and put them into the first available slot.
What do you think is the most important thing that kids are learning out of your class? I mean, there's an awful lot here that they can learn. There's a lot that you teach. I mean, there's, you know, multiple things. So how do you think, what's the most important thing they're getting?
So the most important thing that I feel that they're getting that they might not realize that they actually need are those budgeting and interpersonal skills. People, these youth, they think that their interpersonal skills are through the roof, that they're great, but as you said, that they're they're texting, they're on their phone all day. They don't interact face-to-face with many other people as often as they should. So just practicing active listening and conversation manners, as well as looking at budgeting and knowing the importance of paying your bills on time every month.
Friends on social media are not real life friends. sometimes you got to figure that one out. And another thing I think that you're probably, I'm sure, have found out as I have too, just because you can spell and communicate in text does not mean that's how the real world actually communicates. Sometimes mm-hmm. there's a big difference. Honestly, you and I should know too. That texting is like a whole different language sometimes.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. Now, if folks want to find out more about the Life Project, again, where do they go to look for this?
They can go to any of the Hamilton Center offices in Clay, Vigo, and Sullivan counties to pick up an application. They can also, if they want more information before they apply, or if they have questions, they can call my office. That number is 812-231-8328, and we can get them connected.
Now, I know as we actually record this show that you've already got some classes underway, and you can't really just kind of jump in on the middle of it. So when are the next round of classes going to start so folks know when they need to get mm-hmm. this process rolling?
So I would, if you're interested in applying, I would apply as soon as possible, just because depending on what county and age group you or your child is in, there may be some kids already signed up. So we are looking at the week of March 23rd will be the next round of classes that begin. But again, I would encourage anyone that's interested in applying as soon as possible so I can go ahead and get you on the list here.
Now, you talk about parents and their kids, but also, like we said here, this is for pretty much, what do you say, 14 to 26. So if
14 to 26, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're in that four-year window of 14 to 18, yeah, you probably need a guardian or parents to kind of help you out with that. But above that, you can kind of do this on your own, right?
Yep. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, it sounds like a really good program and a lot of good life skills that folks need to know before they get out there in the real world. And definitely, if you know a lot of this stuff, it'll help keep you from ever getting in any kind of trouble with it. So Sabrina Harrell, who is the grant facilitator with Hamilton Center, it is called the Life Project. And again, the next round of classes are going to be starting up in late March. But if you want to get involved in this, you go to call the Hamilton Center. You don't have to be a client or anything right now. Get a hold of them or look them up on the web and get a hold of them, and you can get your kids, or if you're the right age, you can get yourself signed up for it and learn a lot of neat things that will help make your life just a little bit better. Again, Sabrina Harrell with Hamilton Center, The Life Project. Thanks for being with us today, and thank you for listening. If you missed any part of our conversation today, we've got it posted for you as a podcast. Just go to our website. You'll see Sabrina's picture right there. You can click on it, listen to it, or download it, and find out everything that you may have missed if you didn't catch the whole show today. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.